For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning. And I just want to remind you that the show runs every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we cover a wide variety of topics about lifestyle, diet, nutrition, health, environment. So if it has to do with your health, we're covering it. I wanted to tell you there's a new service at Village Green, and they are your resource for the evaluation of your unique biochemistry via laboratory findings, genomics, and your lifestyle habits and exposures. The term they use is epibiogenetics, and the information provided is a blueprint of your current health issues and predispositions. Findings and recommendations can be shared with your health care providers. It's called IQYOUHealth.com. That's IQYOUHealth.com. Please take a look at that. And this is a reminder that there's a great sale going on, the summer sale, 30% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off all other supplements, and 20% off body care products, and this is through July 17th. Please do take advantage. Now, I'm really pleased to introduce today our guest, and we really are going to learn a lot of new and exciting things with Beth Greer. She's an environmental advocate, a journalist, and this supernatural mom has written a book called Supernatural Home. Our subject is Hidden in Plain Sight, How Everyday Toxins in Your Home Impact Your Health. I really like that, Hidden in Plain Sight. And I want to tell you just a little bit more about Beth. She actually offers personalized in-home detox audits to identify and eliminate toxins. And her work is endorsed by several doctors who recognize that toxin elimination equals better health. She offers Detox Your Home webinar courses and group detox cleanses. Welcome to the show, Beth Greer.
Thank you so much. Great to be here, Dana.
Well, I know you're going to cover a lot of information. What I'd like you to do is give a little bit more background on how you became interested in this subject.
Sure. Well, 17 months ago, I thought I was leading a healthy lifestyle. I ate well, I exercised, I didn't smoke or drink. I even meditated on a daily basis. And so it came as a complete shock to discover that I was diagnosed with a giant tumor in my chest. It was the size of a tennis ball. I discovered it because my shoulders started to hurt, then my arm was hurting, then my fingers started to get numb, and I went to a chiropractor who basically said, you need to go get an MRI, and the MRI revealed this mass. And I had it biopsied. It was benign. It wasn't cancerous, but I went to three top surgeons, and none of them could agree on how to access this. They said one of them wanted to cut me in the front under my collarbone. The second one was going to go in under my armpit, and the third one was going to take out one of my ribs, he said. And I just ran screaming from there thinking, well, you know, there's got to be a better way, because I knew it was risky surgery. I knew that the nerves from the tumor were wrapped around my the nerves in my chest were wrapped around the tumor, and it was causing pain. And I was told by a neurosurgeon that if I did get the surgery, that I could lose the feeling in my hand permanently. So I did something that you know, I just sort of decided to take charge of my own health. And I went on a detox cleanse, and I went to a place called the Optimal Health Institute down in San Diego. And that's where I discovered that drinking raw vegetable juices and starting to cleanse started to make an impact on my the pain. And as part of the process of detoxing, I was meditating and asking, you know, what for a message. Why are you here? What's your message to me? And the message came back, simplify. And I realized that I was running a multinational company at the time called The Learning Annex, and nothing about it was simple. And the food I was eating wasn't simple. I was eating out a lot, and you don't know what's in your food when you're eating in restaurants. And so I just went on this very simple diet of 100% organic and raw fruits and vegetables. And then I looked at, well, what else can I simplify? And I was putting on some cream on my skin, and I looked at the label, and there was like a paragraph worth of ingredients on that label on my moisturizer. And I thought, well, this is not good. And I started researching the chemicals that are in there and realized that they were toxic to my system. Because just because it's on the store shelf doesn't mean that it's safe for us to use. So I switched out to baking soda, for example, as a deodorant, and coconut oil for my moisturizer. And then I was thinking, well, what else can I simplify? And I actually had a bottle of Windex in my hand, and I looked at the label, and it said, precautionary statement, hazardous to humans and domestic animals, right on the label. And so I switched out to hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and white vinegar to clean with. And so it took about 9 months of this sort of detoxing, both my body and my home, and the pain went away. And then about 6 months later, I had it scanned, and the tumor had disappeared.
Wow. What were the comments? I'm very interested to know the feedback that you had from your healthcare professionals.
Oh, well, the doctors were encouraging me all along to not wait and to have surgery because they were concerned that this tumor could turn cancerous at any minute. And then when the tumor was gone, the response I got was, oh, you had a radical remission. You had, you know, spontaneous remission. They didn't attribute it to anything that I've done. They just thought it was, these things happen. But, you know, I talked to Dr. Dale Bredesen, who wrote The End of Alzheimer's. This is before he wrote his book. This is several years ago. And I told him my story, and he said to me, you know, Beth, you should be in the medical textbooks because what I had was called a schwannoma tumor.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And he said that he's never heard of anyone eliminating it without drugs or surgery, without surgery in particular. And he said that what I did is what he's doing with his Alzheimer's patients. He said, Beth, you changed your epigenetics by making lifestyle shifts. And that's what he's doing to reverse Alzheimer's. So our bodies are self-healing. We can heal ourselves if we just know the right things to do and don't just, you know, we need to get back as close to nature as possible and to just really think about what goes in our bodies, what we're putting on our skin, and what we surround ourselves with, from our cleaning supplies, what our mattresses are made from, the electromagnetic fields we're surrounded with, mold, you know, all that stuff really plays a huge impact on our immune system.
They certainly do. And we talk about these individually. I like that we're covering this broadly, because it's not enough to just clean up your diet. It's not enough to just clean one aspect of the chemicals that you use in the house. You really have to go into it in a robust manner if you're going to get mm-hmm. the kinds of results that you got. Yes, that is highly unusual. Someone should write it up. And it's always interesting to me, if you had been given a medication and that happened, it would have been definitely connected to the medication. Or if you had had a surgery, you know, definitely connected to the surgery. Without giving credibility or without being able to say, yes, cleaning up your body, removing toxins can be helpful to these benign types of tumors. And congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And most doctors, are, you know, they're not, they don't study this in medical school. They're not aware of it. In fact, I spoke at the American Academy of Environmental Medicine to a group of doctors. And I was, at first I was thinking, oh, they all know this, you know, but no, at the end of my talk, they all rushed the stage and it's like, what do you do to clean with? What do you clean for, you know, your counter space? I have a small child. And what kind of deodorant do you use? And I was just sort of blown away that they just didn't know, you know. And
well, it's a whole new arena for many people. And the problem is that we don't have enough regulation of what's in the products. And I do rely on the Environmental Working Group, EWG, and they have a whole access that you can use to find out what specifically is in your shampoo, the creams, the toothpaste, etc. You can put the product in and they give it a toxicity rating. And that makes it a lot simpler than trying to read the label, understand what chemicals are in there, which ones might be benign, which ones might be harmful. And since we've got, and I repeat this a lot, more than 90,000 manufactured chemicals in our environment, only 200 have been tested, according to the EPA. Everything was grandfathered in long before we had finite kinds of tests. So people think that the government saying it's generally recognized as safe means it is. It's not necessarily, especially if it hasn't been tested. And the 1976 toxic substances, it was the Toxic Substances Control Act. And it was designed, it sounded like, to get rid of toxins. That's not what it did at all. It was industry driven. And they're permitted to put any chemical in the environment. They can keep some secret for proprietary reasons. And so this is why we have 18,000 chemicals that no one knows about because it's forbidden. Now that's changed.
And I wanted to add that if you see the word fragrance on a label, it could mean over 100 different chemicals in that. It's a manufacturer's catchphrase. And so if you think about all the fragrances we're exposed to in our scented candles, in our shampoo, deodorant, household cleaners, garbage bags, kitty litter, you know, on and on and on, think about how many chemicals you're being exposed to on a daily basis.
That's right. And we're going to carry this forward in our next segments. We've got a lot to cover. If you've just tuned in, folks, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour. We're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more interesting information on hidden in plain sight, how everyday toxins in your home impact your health. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Through July 14th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand, save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com. All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary. Pure Defense with NAC offers a unique blend of hypoallergenic nutrients and herbal extracts designed to support overall immune defense and upper respiratory health. The product features Epicor Fermentate, Elderberry, and N-acetyl L-cysteine, nutrients and flavonoids for enhancing first-line immune defense. Pure Defense with NAC can be found at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we're brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Tune in next week for more information on healthy living. Now, our guest today is Beth Greer. She's an environmental advocate and journalist. This supernatural mom, and I love that term, has written a book called Supernatural Home. And our subject is Hidden in Plain Sight, How Everyday Toxins in Your Home Impact Your Health. Now, let's carry on the conversation we began in the first segment, Beth. Talk about what you see when you do a home inspection or home evaluation.
Okay, so people call me who have sort of mystery conditions where they've been to doctors and they haven't been helped. And most of the time it's sort of chronic conditions like chronic headaches or a cough. So, for example, one woman called me in and she said, you know, when I sleep at a hotel, I don't cough. So I'm thinking, okay, well, there's got to be something going on in your home, right? And she's had a cough for 2 years. She was on inhalers, codeine cough syrup, and the doctors couldn't, they just didn't know what was going on. So when I walked into her bedroom, she had maybe 20 or more scented candles, big ones. And I immediately, my throat started like getting scratchy, itchy. And I said, well, here's the problem. You know, as I mentioned in the first segment, they contain artificial scent and fragrances that contain hundreds of different chemicals. So, and they're irritants. And so she didn't want me to take her candles out of that bedroom. She was like, oh my God, these were expensive. Some of them were gifts. I light them every day. I take a bath with them. And I had to explain that she really needed to try and experiment and let's just take them out for a couple of days and see how she felt. And so we did. And I removed them. And she called me up a few days later and she said that, it was a miracle. Her cough was gone. And so what I told her to do is now she could buy beautiful beeswax candles or soy candles without a scent and make sure it had cotton wicks because, you know, those candles have some of them, the wicks, they have metal that
yes.
keep the wicks standing up. That metal is lead. And so on the she had soot, lead soot on her ceiling in her bedroom. So she's breathing that in too. I mean, can you imagine heavy metals getting into her lungs? So another example was a boy who had headaches, a little boy for 2 years. Mom said every morning he wakes up with a headache and he had gotten brain scans and she used no scent and, you know, clean, no shoes. In the home. And so when I walked into his bedroom, he had a giant air purifier right next to his headboard. And I have these three different meters that I measure electromagnetic fields.
Uh-huh.
And my gas meter, it measured a very high field. And I said, why do you have it so close to his headboard? And she said, well, he has grass allergies. And I thought, well, the closer the better, you know, for him to breathe. So I moved the thing just 6 feet away, and the fields dropped off dramatically. And then she called me up, you know, the next morning in tears, saying this is the first morning in 2 years that he woke up without a headache. And these are just some simple things that are, you know, that people, you know, when you're living in a home, you don't even realize that these things are impacting you. Or the baby who wasn't sleeping, and I measured the fields next to the crib, and the wall where her crib was had a very high field. And I said, well, what's on the other side of the wall? And they said, oh, there's a refrigerator. It was in their garage. Ah. So the motor of this refrigerator was beaming out this huge field. And so we just moved the crib to the other side of the wall. So I can't tell you how many times I go into someone's home and they've got either something on the other wall, like their entertainment system, or some appliance, you know, right where they're sleeping, and easy fixes.
They are. The distance is remarkable. Just putting what you've described is putting distance as
right.
That's pretty simple. Plus trying to clean up the air in the best way. What would you recommend people do for an air filter that doesn't have as much EMF output?
Yeah, I like Air Doctor. You know, I have a section on my website called recommended products, and I use them all. I vetted them. They're all great. They work, and a lot of times they have sales, and so, you know, I have Air Doctor on there at very low field, and it does a great job. We had terrible smoke here in California from fires, and, you know, really clear the air very quickly. So
give us your site so people can contact you.
Yeah, if they just go to bethgreer.com, BETHGREER.com, they can get all the information. I have some great resources on there. And, they can take a look at my book. And there's articles and there's interviews with me, and my courses are listed on there as well.
Good.
So getting back to the electromagnetic fields, I think something that everybody should think about doing, aside from shutting off your Wi-Fi at night, is unplugging everything in your bedroom. So what I've discovered in my research is that even if something is plugged in but it's turned off, there's still a field that shoots out for 8 or 9 feet. It cycles. And so while you're sleeping, you're being bathed in this electricity. So I'm talking about like the table lamps or the clock that's next to your bed or the chargers. So now I charge my cell phone in the bathroom, for example. I can still hear it if I want to use it as an alarm, but it's not in my bedroom. And when I did that, my sleep changed. Everything just calmed down. My sleep became much deeper. So that's just a really simple tip and something to be aware of. You know, I go into homes and their homes that test very calm in terms of the fields. And then I walk into their home office and they've got 1,000 plugs plugged in under their feet with the Wi-Fi router, computer, phone chargers, you know, and it's like, it's insane. And they're sitting there for hours at a time. And especially sometimes they'll sit there right before bed and then they wonder why they can't sleep.
Exactly. Yes, we talk a lot about that on the show, the interference with sleep. And that is profound, because when we don't get enough sleep, we're not as sharp, our brain doesn't get to detoxify itself, and it also contributes to obesity and depression and many other conditions. This is, you know, right. New in the past 10 years. I always said sleep is a nutrient, and there is no substitute for sleep.
Right, right. People would just think that they could get by on a very little sleep. They don't really need it. But, boy, research is showing a much different picture in the brain.
Yes, it is. Now, you were talking about the bedroom, and I would assume that that's probably the most important room in the home to really have it pure, because you're in there 8 to 10 mm-hmm. or maybe 12 hours. And it's like a, if it's a healing room, just I think about that as a very positive thing. Could you talk a little bit more about the bedroom and how to keep it toxin free?
Yes. So you're right. It is. I believe it is one of the most important rooms in the home because we spend so much time there, and we're very unaware. Like, I've been to homes where people keep their laptops turned on and they slide them under the bed while they're sleeping at night. I was just sort of like astonished that somebody would do that, because, and I said, well, why do you do that? They said, well, if I wake up in the middle of the night, I want to take a note. Like, if I have a dream or if I have a thought, I want to put it on my computer. It's like, no, you get yourself a little flashlight and a notebook, you know, because they just don't even realize, you know, how they're being bombarded with these electromagnetic fields. Our bodies are, our cells communicate electrically. And so when we have all this electricity around us, and plus the radio frequencies from the cell phones and the computers, it really can impact our sleep. And
it certainly can. To us about shielding devices, putting those in a room in order to keep, say, even if you put it on airplane mode, your iPhone, if you put it behind a shielding device, what about those? Are they reliable? And what do you have to recommend?
Right. Okay, so what I like are these router guards. So they're like little metal cages that I have one on my Wi-Fi router that's in my office. So the thing that you need to know is it does help pull the field way back. So in my bedroom, which is, you know, 1,000 feet away, let's say, from where the router is, the it doesn't get as great reception. So you need to know that.
Yes.
It works in that way. I like these pendants called BioDots, and I have those on my website. So I put them on my phone, on my computer, and I wear one. It creates like a 3-foot field around a person, and it helps to kind of harmonize the space. So it's not so much as a shield as more of a harmonization. And there's been a lot of research that shows that these work. I used to have a shielding thing on my phone, like a case. And then what I've been reading lately is that it tends to make the phone work harder to push the signal out, and so you're getting more of a field. So that's why I prefer the pendants.
Yes, you know. Yes. This is really good information, and I know you have a lot more to share. And for those of you that have just tuned in, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after the break with more interesting information on, let me give you the subject we're talking about, hidden in plain sight, how everyday toxins in your home impact your health. And we're talking with Beth Greer. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7, available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
VillageGreen.com. Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, listeners, to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and we always talk about healthy living, lifestyles, diet, nutrition, medical issues, dental issues, anything about your health, we discuss it. And our guest today is Beth Greer, and she's an environmental advocate and journalist. And the Supernatural Mom has written a book called Supernatural Home. And this is what we've been discussing, how to get toxins out of your home, how to make your home safer, and in my opinion, healing. You want your home to be a healing place. So, Beth, let's talk about mold. That's a big issue today.
Yes, I see it so often when I go into someone's home. First of all, I smell it. That's the first thing. If you can smell mold, you've got it.
Yes.
That means that the mold is emitting volatile organic compounds, kind of the way, you know, plastic will smell. Mold is, so if you, and then if you see it, you know you have it as well. So you can't just sort of brush it under the rug. And I say that because I, one of my clients, she had this sort of black spot in the corner of her white carpet, and she knew it was there. And it was there for like over a year. And she said she would just cover it up with a curtain. She didn't want to deal with it. But what she didn't realize, it was impacting her health in a big way. She had colds and flus and upper respiratory problems and sinus infections. And mold can really cause so many different symptoms in people, and different. And, you know, about 25% of the population can be mold sensitive. So I can go into a home where couple is living, one person's sick and the other one's not, and the second one thinks the first one's a hypochondriac.
Yes.
But meanwhile, they're the ones who is suffering, and they're the canary in the coal mine in a sense.
Yes.
So it's important to find out, you know, if you've ever had a leak in your home, to get it addressed, to find out where the source of the leak came from, because a lot of times people will pour bleach on mold, and that's one of the worst things you can do. It actually, when it dries, it makes the mold spores spread. So a lot of times, you know, I went into one home and I smelled it. And, you know, a lot of times when people are living in an environment, they get acclimated and they don't smell it anymore.
Right.
So, and so one young woman with a baby, you know, they most of the time the mold I noticed happens in a downstairs unit, so that, you know, you walk into the living room and then the bedrooms are downstairs, and in the closet they had mold. And I said, wow, you know, I smell it. And she's like, really? You know, the landlord came in and put bleach on it. I thought it was gone, but meanwhile it was everywhere. And so I actually encouraged her to move out, because she had this baby who was suffering. And so she did. And then another woman who also lived below street level, And she had like total foggy thinking and all this. And I said, you know, I can smell the mold in your stairway. And she said, I said, you know, it would be good if you could leave, get it fixed. She says, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not moving. And then I said, well, at least move upstairs, move your bedroom upstairs where there's wood floors. And the mold was living under her carpeting, her wall-to-wall carpeting downstairs. And she said, no, I'm not going to move upstairs because my king-size bed won't fit upstairs. And I was like scratching my head. So I actually gave her this test kit that that I give to people. It's free, the kit, you know. But then what she did is she pulled out the dust from her vacuum and sent it off to this lab. And when the lab contacted her and said, you know, you have one of the highest levels of mold we've seen. She was out the next day. She just needed to hear it from a lab that this is really toxic for her. And she left and she is doing really great. You know, her brain is coming back online and she's healthy and happy. And it's just, people just do not realize how significant this can be and how important it is, again, to find the source of the leak, because if you don't, you just cover it up, or you think you cleaned it up, it will come back.
Yes. And that's, it's a stinker. And it is at the bottom of many chronic health conditions.
Right, yeah. They're equating it, they're linking it to cancer.
Yes.
I remember I was on a call once, an interview, and someone had called in from Australia to ask me a question. She said, I see this white mold on my wall, and I wash it down, you know, every once in a while, and it keeps coming back. And I said, how's your health? And she said, she's dealing with breast cancer. And I think there's this huge link between the mold she's been exposed to and her cancer. She was totally unaware of that. So,
well, the link is always interesting, because in medicine, we tend to look at, for instance, strep. Streptococcus causing strep infection, and penicillin's the answer. Very singular. But that's not what people are dealing with. We're dealing with people's genomics, and some people are highly susceptible to infections, to molds, to ticks, to bug bites. People are different. And so the susceptible person already has a high load and not a very efficient system working on its own detoxing. And then you add molds, you add EMFs, you have toxins in the water and in the food, and we refer to it as total load. And I also call it environmental modification of gene expression, with the term environmental meaning everything that happens to you, the way you live, what you eat, sleep, stressors, where you work, et cetera, every single thing that you're exposed to. And I like that term, environmental modification of gene expression. So this is why two people can be living in the same space, exposed to the exact same chemicals, and one is very sick and the other not. And there's a lot to be said for resilience.
Yes. And I wanted to add something. You were just talking about being exposed to things, pesticides, and specifically the weed killer Roundup contains glyphosate.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've done a show on this already, but they're linking glyphosate exposure to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. There's a direct link to that. And what people need to understand, you know, people think, oh, you know, I eat organic a little bit, I try. No, you really need to really focus on avoiding this horrible toxin that's being sprayed everywhere. Because I have a relationship with a lab, and I have people test their urine, and so many people have high levels of glyphosate. And so it's important to understand, to test, and also to detox. And so, you know, I think it's really critical for people not just to detox once a year, or I used to say, you know, four times a year with the seasons, but now I'm saying every day you need to be aware and make sure that you're drinking pure water, filtered water. And then making sure that you're not adding to your toxic burden by putting toxic cosmetics or moisturizers, you know, skin cream, deodorant on your skin and shampoo in your hair And then also that your household cleaners are non-toxic. And yes, to use a HEPA filter in your vacuum cleaner. And to just really be aware, we're living in a toxic soup. And so if you are, unfortunately, you know, one of the unlucky ones who has the genetic makeup that you're mentioning, it's really critical that you pay attention every day.
It is.
And do something that's beneficial to your system every day.
And I explain the differences in people like hanging 10 chains. And each chain has a weak link in a different spot. And when you hang a weight on the chains that exceeds what the chains can hold, each chain breaks in a different area. And so that is why it's very hard to say, well, you know, not everybody exposed to glyphosate gets cancer, but they might get something else. They might have more allergies.
That's a really good point. Same with mold. Some people will get a brain fog. Other people will get upper respiratory problems. It's different chains there, yes.
And I think that this is not appreciated in our profession in medicine to the degree it should be. And I will say that I worked in alternative medicine, complementary functional medicine practices, and we focused on the chemically sensitive, and that was considered quackery. And doctors who focused on it were called before medical boards because there was no credibility to this. It was quackery. Now, people understand the reactions to chemicals now, not as fully as we should. And as I say, even if you ban them, they don't have feet and legs. They don't run. They're still there. So, banning the production of more is certainly good, but we are stuck here. And you talk about some of the things like plants in the room. What can plants do for us?
Oh, yeah. So NASA years ago did a study about how beneficial having houseplants in your home is to clear the air. There are certain plants, and I list them in my book, and certain plants will get rid of formaldehyde that's off-gassing from your particle board, you know, furniture that you buy at IKEA, for example. You know, certain plants getting rid of benzene. It's important. Have plants open your windows. So many homes are sealed up, and if you can open your windows, it's better. You know, the air outside, chances are, is fresher than the air in your home. I always recommend people take their shoes off when they come inside of a home, and I offer people socks to wear. I have these nice comfy socks for my guests because I don't want them trampling in, you know, all the stuff that they pick up when they walk on the streets every day, from whether it's, you know, dog feces or gasoline, you know, like that.
Yes.
And speaking of gasoline, I just wanted, this just reminded me, I have this test that I offer people that tests their, aside from glyphosate being tested, but they can test to see what kind of chemicals they have in their urine. And this one woman had very high levels of a gasoline additive. And I said, well, gosh, are you like riding your bike in traffic? I was trying to figure out where she could be exposed to it. And then she said, you know, every once in a while, because I have a BMW, every once in a while I can sort of smell a whiff of gas. And she took it back to the repair shop, and they said she had a leak in her muffler. She was being dosed every day. I feel like, well, you know, this simple test, you know, could have saved her from serious illness.
Well, it's important that there are ways to identify, and you're teaching us that. And for those of you who've just tuned in, I'm Dana Lake, your host for the hour on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're having an interesting discussion with Beth Greer. We're talking about supernatural home, how to make your home environment healthy for you, healthy and healing. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Want to save money on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other health care needs? Then visit Village Green Apothecary during our big summer sale. Through July 14th, you can save big on vitamins, herbal remedies, and other nutritional products. Save 30% on our popular top quality pathway brand, save 25% on other supplements, and save 20% on body care products. At Village Green, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle. Stop by Village Green Apothecary's big summer sale, 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, or shop online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, and I'm here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. And I want to remind you about the new service, IQUHealth.com. And this is a new service that Village Green offers. And it's for evaluation of your unique biochemistry via lab findings, genomics, and your lifestyle habits and toxic exposures. And the term they use is epibiogenetics, which I think covers everything. And the information provided is a blueprint for you of your current health issues and predispositions. And you can share the findings and recommendations with your healthcare providers. So it's IQUHealth.com. Very interesting. And now I just want to get back to Beth Greer, and we are talking about keeping your home healthy and how you can detox yourself and your home. What can make you healthy? What you can do? We've talked about the bedroom, and we've covered a lot of topics. Let's talk a little bit about natural versus artificial light and whatever else you want to bring up as well, Beth.
Sure. Yeah, it's important to get natural light into your eyes every morning. So I recommend, I knew this works for me so beautifully, is that before, say, 10 a.m., I get out for a walk and without sunglasses and just let that natural light in, because it resets our melatonin. And so it helps you sleep better at night if you can expose your eyes to natural light. And then when you're indoors, you know, some of the LED lights, and not all of them, it's interesting, but when I go into homes with my meters, they give off a very high feel. So when the lights are on, people are being really kind of dosed with too much electricity. And especially the compact fluorescent bulbs are not great as well. So regular incandescents are the safest. And just be judicious about the light that you're using and surrounding yourself with. And before bed, I like, you know, when my daughter was little, we always had a sort of this sleep routine to get her in the mood, the sleepy mood. And I would start lowering the light, you know, just an hour before bedtime. So candlelight is even the nicest, you know, but make sure that you're not using scented candles. You know, you want to be using, like we talked about, either beeswax or soy candles without any scent.
What a good reminder. What about the fluorescent bulbs and the mercury? A lot of people are not aware of this issue.
Yeah, if they break, these compact fluorescents, if they break, they emit this mercury vapor, and mercury is heavy metal, and you definitely don't want that in your body. So, again, incandescents are the best. And certain LEDs. You know, the other thing is that if you have dimmer switches, that can create a higher field, electrical field. So when I measure dirty electricity, I use these green wave filters to help mitigate it. So I have those on my website. You can see, if you measure, you know, your electrical outlet, and then you can insert these green wave filters to help bring down those high fields. Because a lot of people are talking about the radio frequencies, the EMFs from cell towers and smart meters and all that, but they're overlooking the electricity in their home. The things that the wiring in their walls can be very high, and the fields can be high. And so it's something to pay attention to. It's kind of a relatively new thing to look at, but it's definitely, when I install the green wave filters, I notice that everything calms down in the house.
That's excellent to know. You really have some good information. I wanted to ask you about VOCs and carpets. I have noticed that going into a carpet store, and I was looking for bamboo, and I want you to talk about the hardwoods and bamboo, but I couldn't believe that I couldn't detect VOCs. And
in the carpet store,
and I'm extremely aware of this scent. I used to smell everything before I would buy it. Furniture, especially, you know, it looks very odd when you're going through the store smelling all of their furnishings. But I was shocked that I couldn't detect it. And it was a small proprietor, you know, small business. And he said, no, we only use those without VOCs. And I thought, what's there that I can't smell but is toxic? And I did not have any of the symptoms one would usually get, a runny nose, watery eyes, throat issues, a little bit of wheezing, those sorts of symptoms. And so I didn't know if it was the real deal. The other thing is paint, and I purchased a paint that has the lowest VOCs, and it really did well. So I do think that we're getting more products that are health promoting, but I was leery. Was there something in there that you can't identify? Because your nose is important. It tells you if your food is rotten. It tells you what you're going to be eating, and that sends a message to your brain. And it also tells you what to avoid. So I didn't know
if
you had something to say about that.
Yeah, so volatile organic compounds. So, yes, they're found in the off-gassing of carpeting, for example. So the store that you went into probably was having natural fibers, and that's what I recommend, wool and jute and bamboo and cotton, as opposed to this nylon synthetic.
Yes.
The same with your mattress. Mattresses will give off smell. It's very toxic. That's why you want to have a very healthy, natural, organic mattress made from organic cotton, organic wool, possibly latex. And I list my favorite mattress company on my website, Naturepedic. And there's paint as well. You want to find either low or no VOCs. And, you know, I remember I needed to paint something, and I went to the paint store, and they had this sale. And, you know, this half gallon was only like $4. I thought, oh, well, this is the perfect color. And then I said, oh, wait a minute. Does it have, is it low VOC? He said, oh, no, no, no. It's got tons of VOCs. So I didn't buy it because I knew it was going to be, it was set me up for trouble. So,
early on, yeah, when we were setting up an environmental office, there weren't paints that had low toxicity. And I had read that using real vanilla in the paint would work. And it did. And
that's fantastic.
Somebody said, you're just covering up the smell. I said, it's not. People aren't reacting because I would bring patients in who had chemical sensitivity. And I'd put different paints on different pieces of wood and ask them to smell them and see what they felt. And the vanilla worked beautifully. I used it for decades. So I don't know.
Now, was it vanilla extract or vanilla essential oil?
Vanilla extract, organic vanilla extract.
Fantastic. What a good tip.
Yeah. And one time I forgot to add the vanilla, and it was a small room that we painted, and people kept saying, patients are complaining about that room. I said, no. You know, I'm sure I put the vanilla in, and then I thought about it, and I hadn't. And it took a month for the complaints to stop.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
so it did work, and we have better products today. What other tips can you give us in the last few minutes of the show? I know could use a whole hour, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, get yourself a really good water filter. It's really critical. There's so many chemicals, and including pharmaceutical drugs that are in our water supply that are not filtered out by our municipal water systems, and so. I list one on my site again, because it's really important to detox. And I just also wanted to let your listeners know that, I'm doing my fall detox September 9th through 13th. It's just 5 days, and we just eliminate, it's very simple, wonderful. It's eating real food, but you're eliminating the culprits, the gluten, dairy, caffeine, alcohol, processed foods. Are killer for people, a lot of people, because they have so many things in there that they're hidden, and that we just don't even know that we're being exposed to. So 5 days, and I was skeptical at first when I first did it, but I noticed people after, like sometimes some people would have headaches just withdrawing from corn, for example.
Yes.
Or, right? Yeah, wheat, and dairy, because they're addictive. Wheat and dairy have this morphine-like substance, gluteomorphine and caseomorphine. It's like withdrawing from morphine in a way.
It is. And I'm sorry that we have to end the show. I would love to have you come back. We have much more to learn from you, Beth Greer. Thank you for being here.
Oh, this is great. Thank you.
And as our lives move forward, I'm always reminded that every day is a new day, every minute a new minute, giving us many opportunities to make positive health-enhancing choices. And please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green, wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.